Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hello. Welcome to a big Friday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
You know, I still haven't written my speech for tomorrow at graduation at the University of Arkansas. No, not uh-oh.
What are you waiting on?
Yeah, what are you waiting on?
It's not that I'm waiting. I do. And okay. I could go up and do... It's just what area do I want to talk... What's my area?
Yeah.
Because I could be kiss the stars, dream a dream, suck on the wind, and hope your hopes go hopey. You know, that, those are some of those speeches.
Suck on the wind?
It's just a thing, I say. And so I think I'm just going to be extremely pragmatic. And I'm just going to lay it to them straight and give them the bones about it and... Because most people are so inspirational at graduations that you're like, none of that. Like, I feel good, but I didn't learn anything. I think that's probably how I'm going to do it. I'm going to go up and say, okay, hey, stop sucking the wind.
Is this an acceptance speech for you or a motivational speech for them?
That is a great question, and they gave me no parameters, and I definitely don't want it to be an acceptance speech for me.
Okay.
Because if I'm going to have a few minutes when they give me an honorary doctorate, I actually want to give back to the people. I don't want to be up there and be like, thank you.
Don't do that.
Right. So yeah. I will say thank you, but it's like, hey, this is awesome where you guys are today. Like, this is what I want to tell you about from where you are today to where I am today. Like, I think that's where I want to go. And I'm not speaking for an hour or anything. So I'll talk for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and do my thing, and hopefully people will be like, yes, I'm talking about. Maybe they leave graduation so early, they're so motivated to get to work. They just walk out before getting their diploma because they're ready to hit it.
Do you know any of the other speeches from like other celebrities that have received honorary doctorates?
No. And I don't look because I'll end up accidentally stealing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Or hearing a theme being like, oh, that's good. So no, I don't. But okay. That's the situation. Tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow morning, Bud Walton Arena, Fayetteville, Arkansas. I'm super excited. I will be getting an honorary doctorate, and that's it. I'm pumped, and there we are.
Oh, I pulled a list of the celebs, like the company that you're joining. Like, you're going to be added to the list of people like Dolly Parton. She has a doctorate.
Dr.
Dolly. Didn't know that.
Wow.
From where? Does it say?
Yes. Hers is from Tennessee at Knoxville.
Okay.
Then there's Darius Rucker. He studied journalism at the University of South Carolina, but he didn't graduate. but he ended up getting a doctorate.
So then is he a grad? Is he a graduate there now?
No.
Yeah. He's got a doctorate now.
Go ahead.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, that's cool.
From where?
Arkansas?
Gardner Webb?
Oh, Gardner Webb. He's from Arkansas.
Are those bulldogs?
Yeah, school. No, that's not a dog, Eddie. It's a...
What is Gardner Webb? It's a bulldog.
Oh, I thought you meant, is it an actual...
No, the mascot.
I wasn't, yeah. Willie Nelson?
What?
Blue.
Now, this is from Boston's Berklee College of Music.
That's awesome.
Hemp U.
Hemp U is what they call it.
All right, finally.
And then we know Tim McGraw. He talked about it on the show recently. His honorary doctorate is from University of Louisiana at Monroe.
My secret hope is that we get there and they're, you know, presenting this. And it's an honorary award. But they get there and they're like, hey, Bobby, come over for a second. And I'm like, yeah, what's up? Well, hello, fancy chancellor. You know, right. It's like,
sure.
He's like, we'd like to tell you something. I'm like, yes, what's up? What would you like me to do? He goes, we are actually going to remove the honorary part. And you're just going to be a doctorate.
Oh, yeah, that'd be amazing. Like a real doctorate.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Thank you. I do it tomorrow. I'm super pumped. A little nervous, but I'm very excited. We're going to head over. There's a fancy dinner tonight, so we're going to fly over and do the dinner with like 40 people and then do the thing tomorrow and give a little speech, and that's it. And I will officially be the guy that can make your prescriptions. It's whatever you need.
Do you have tickets to graduation like, you know, a normal graduate? Do you get to give them to friends and family?
Yes.
That is so ridiculous.
You got to have a seat.
That is so ridiculous.
Do you have family coming?
Just Caitlin's parents.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they live close. They're an hour away from Fayetteville. So, but yeah, that's it. Nobody, they all heard Lunchbox laughing about it. So, like, we're not coming to that. All right, time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So my husband and I had an argument last night. I wanted to get your opinion on it. The argument started after I told him I wanted to join a little golf club by our house, which we just moved into. He didn't understand why I wanted to join a golf club when neither of us play golf. I told him it was so we could make new friends, and then he got totally defensive after that. He said at 40 years old, he doesn't have the energy to make new friends. He's happy with the friends we have, who live 45 minutes away, and he's not interested in meeting new people. Is anyone too old to make new friends? Does he think we're going to stay in the house for the rest of our lives and do nothing but hang out with each other? I told him I'm joining the club with or without him, and now we're not talking. What should we do? Signed, Friendless and 40.
That's funny.
You're never too old to make friends. It gets harder to make friends because you just have more going on. I think the best times to make friends are probably when you're a kid and then when you're old.
You got nothing going on.
Well, because you don't have work if you're retired. You don't have kids in the house. I think otherwise it's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 42. I mean, I've probably made two or three friends in the past 8 or 9 years. Like friends that I would go, I need your help. Can you drop everything and come... That kind of friend. So you're never too old to make friends. It does get harder to make friends. Your husband's the Grinch. What's happening? It's not even Christmas. The guy's like, bah humbug.
Man, I related to him.
Yeah, I know, but you shouldn't not do it just for the sake of, we can't. Yes, it's harder. Go get in a group. Go get in a golf group. You'll make new friends, especially if you don't have any friends where you are. Like, you have to have some sort of group, some sort of social group, or you're going to go crazy. So you're never too old to make friends. It's harder to make friends. I don't think you're going to make a lot of new friends, but I admire you for going and dipping your toe in that water. Amy?
Yeah, I think there's something like deeper here. If y'all are like literally not talking over this, we need to go have a little meeting, maybe get a third party involved and like see what's going on. I get not wanting to meet new friends. He feels content with where he's at, but he should also see your side and want to come alongside you and be like, okay, if this is important to you, then it's important to me and I'll agree to go to the club with you every once in a while.
Yeah, and he'll probably be the one to make a best friend.
Yeah.
And then he'll be embarrassed about it. Yeah, but Eddie, you have no interest, friends?
No, well, what I see, I think the husband is talking about is, yes, you're too busy to make friends at this age, but also you're going to spend money to join a club.
But I think she just wants to join a club for something to do.
Yeah.
You're going to spend money to do stuff.
Yeah. I'm more of the organic way of making friends, kind of like how we've done it. I'm like you. I've probably made two or three friends in the last 8 years, too, because we didn't really try.
But if you
try.
Don't make them at work... But if you're like, an adult, it's hard to meet people.
It really is. I get it.
I feel like when I see Eddie, he's always walking around trying to make friends with everybody.
Well, I
think Eddie's
just
trying to be liked more than
yes,
make friends.
That's
oh, are we getting
great.
Deep here? What do you mean? What's going
Eddie
on?
Eddie just likes to be liked, you know? more than form long-lasting friendships. Yeah.
But then, Eddie, let's ask you this. Like, if it was something that was important to your wife, would you try to see her side of it and make an effort?
Totally, but a golf club to me sounds way too expensive
to
try to make
friends. But
you
don't know. It could be cheap. I don't know what kind of neighborhood they live in. It may not be a country club.
Yeah. All right. If it's less than $10 a month, I'm in.
Okay.
What, are you going to Planet Fitness?
That's what I'm saying. Okay. But can't be cheap.
Also, money's relative. We have no idea their situation. It might not be a thing for them.
Yeah, okay. They emailed it on gold paper. That makes no sense. All right, if you want to email us, Morgan, what's the address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Tractor Supply can help you make the most of your property or yard. Whether you're working on your garden or you're ready to upgrade your outdoor kitchen, you'll find everything you need at Tractor Supply for life out here. Visit your local store today. Here is a fun fact from Billy in Missouri.
This message is for Dr. Bobby Bones. It's a fun fact Friday. In 1753, Benjamin Franklin was granted a Master of Arts degree, which was from Harvard, and that's the first honorary degree they gave out. And then the first female recipient from Harvard was Helen Keller in 1955. A little bit of fun facts for Dr. Bobby Bones.
I appreciate that. I'm not officially a doctor until tomorrow.
We have to wait. Goodness.
Yeah, I don't want to have any sort of false. I don't want to be acting like something I'm not. You
but
know?
You're in such good company.
Yeah, me and Ben Franklin and Helen
Benji.
Keller. Yeah, pretty much.
That's amazing.
But yeah, tomorrow, that is when I am presented my honorary doctorate. And you know, if you want to treat me different, I would just say please do.
You take insurance?
I don't, not yet. I don't. All right. Speaking of Fun Fact Friday, let's go over and get in with Amy.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! All right, your top five fun facts of the week as found by Amy. Let's go.
Number five.
So when stagecoaches were standard in the 1800s, the driver would typically assign his passenger seat to an armed partner whose duty was to keep thieves away, hence the expression riding shotgun.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
I didn't know why that was that. So they would literally have a shotgun to shoot people in case they stole.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Kind of tough back then.
Well, man. And then you get to the whole rules of shotgun nowadays, where it's, I don't believe you can call shotgun until you see the car.
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could call it the day before. Or can you call it as soon as midnight strikes and you walk in the room and go, shotgun, and go back to bed?
I had friends that did it like all-time shotgun. And you're like, you're stupid.
You can't call all-time. And then I would call infinity shotgun to beat that.
All right. Well, I love seeing the car. That's good.
Yeah, you have to see the car to call shotgun. I think that's the general rule. That's a good one there.
Number four.
So if you microwave Pop-Tarts instead of putting them in the toaster, Kellogg's has official instructions for this.
Go.
You put it in the microwave for exactly 3 seconds. Then cool briefly before handling.
Three?
Why? It's not going to get it hot.
Cool briefly.
That like just nudges it to go, hey, you're about to get warm. It doesn't even heat it up.
I don't know, because some stuff heats up so quick.
That's stupid. Not 3 seconds.
That's stupid.
Number three.
Expiration dates on bottled water have nothing to do with the water. It's the plastic, which will eventually start leaking chemicals into the water.
That's interesting. I don't know if it's fun, but that's definitely interesting. I've always wondered why I can't drink the water after a certain date. But it's mostly I'm going to die of plastic cancer.
Yeah.
Because that's what they say. If it sits in the car and it gets hot too,
and then you drink
not
it.
Even expiration.
Right.
But if it like melts, it goes into the water and you can get sick off of that. Dang. Okay.
Number two.
Longer basketball shorts became popular after Michael Jordan asked Champion, the manufacturer of NBA uniforms, to please make the shorts longer so that he could bend down and hold on to them when he was out of breath. Because his legs were all sweaty and he couldn't like hold, you know. But if they're longer, then he could rest on them.
I'm a big fan of long shorts, and they're kind of out of style now in general. The more shorter short is in style just all the way across the board. But I like the long ones so long that they still go below my knees. And my wife says I wear 90s church league shorts for all things at this point. She goes, you look like you're playing a 90s church league. Like, let's join it up a little bit. All right, let's go. One more.
Number one.
Shaquille O'Neal was one of the original investors in Google and Vitamin Water. But he straight up passed on Starbucks because he didn't drink coffee.
Yeah, but wait, we don't want to lose the headline here. Did he make so much money off of Google and Vitamin Water?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't have the numbers, but
that would be crazy.
Being an original investor.
As long as he didn't sell early, he probably made so much, like so much more than he would have ever playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. All right, 50 Cent was a big Vitamin Water guy. Made like hundreds of millions of dollars off of Vitamin Water. All right, that's what's up.
Fun Fact Friday.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
John Party released a new song called Fill Her Up.
Fill her up again. I need another round. Yeah, I'm cutting loose because I'm all wound up and I want to knock them down.
Morgan Wallen shared a new song called You Proof.
I need something you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I'm important. I need to hard. I feel like nothing's gonna cut it. That's the hard truth.
Brett Eldridge released a new song called Wait Up For Me.
When I get my hands on you, do everything you want. Don't even have to speak. Don't go to sleep. Wait up for me.
L. King shared a collaboration with Dierks Bentley called Worth a Shot.
But baby, it's worth a shot. One shot from the top of the shelf. Maybe two, what the hell? Cause we've been on the rocks. One shot, maybe all that we got. I don't know about you, but I think it's worth a shot.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So Ruby Duren is in her early 20s, and all she really cares about is going to college. Well, then she finds out she has stage 5 chronic kidney disease, and she's going to need a kidney transplant. Doctors are like, hey, you might be on the donor list for about 10 years. So that's
I've not heard of stage 5 things. I mean, rarely.
Like right,
out,
right out
so
of the
severe,
gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she took to TikTok, and that's where Sandra Leon comes into the picture. She saw her TikTok post, you know, saying, hey, I need a kidney. And she felt moved to go get tested. They're around the same age, and she was a match. The surgery went down. And Ruby says she didn't just gain a new kidney. She gained a long time or a lifelong friend. So pretty cool.
So many cool stories from TikTok of people just being like, I need this. I got an old Bronco, and I cannot find the right windshield wipers for it. Maybe I just get on TikTok.
Did you get on TikTok? There you go.
I'm about to have to. Do a little dance, and at the end go, I need windshield wipers for a 74 Bronco. If she can get a kidney, I can for sure get those. That's a great story, though. Glad it happened. Glad they're now friends. Or that's probably a tough one to be friends, but they're like, cause do you feel the pressure to hang out with them, get them a Christmas gift?
No, they really do enjoy each other.
I mean, part of your body's in them.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds weird.
Well, that did sound weird. Okay.
Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, time for easy trivia. The category is country music. Amy, the man in black is the nickname of what famous country artist?
Johnny Cash.
That's correct. Lunchbox, who is known as the king of country music?
George Strait.
Correct. Before they were a solo artist, who wrote Crazy by Patsy Cline, Eddie?
That's Willie Nelson, Bo.
Correct. The Mother Church of Country Music is the nickname of what historical venue, Morgan?
The Ryman.
That is correct. First round, all good. All right, it's time for easy trivia. Now, the questions start super, super easy and get harder each round. If you miss a single question, you're out and you hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Amy's in the lead 2-1. She's also wearing the tiara. She is the defending champion. Amy, back to you. The category is months.
Oh, okay.
Months of the year. What is the shortest month?
That would be February.
That is correct. Lunchbox, what month is MLK Day?
January.
Correct.
Wow.
Eddie, what month is St. Patrick's Day?
Thank goodness for an easy question. That's March.
Correct. Morgan, how many days does December have?
31.
Correct. Yeah. Now that I would have been like, I don't know. Oh, New Year's Eve.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'd have probably struck. I don't do the days very well. I don't know the knuckles.
You don't use your knuckles? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amy, the category is bar games.
Okay.
In darts, what's it called when you land in the center of the dartboard?
Bullseye.
Correct. Lunchbox, in the game of pool, what color is the cue ball?
That's white.
Correct.
Oh.
Oh. What?
I don't know.
You wouldn't have gotten that one?
I don't know.
Eddie, how many suits are in a deck of cards?
4 suits.
Correct. Hey, Morgan, you ever play blackjack?
I mean, yeah.
In blackjack, an ace can count as 1, or it can count as what other number value?
Oh, man. I do believe it's, well, Jack, 11. 10.
You've been booed.
It's 11. Face cards are all 10. The 10, and then all face cards are 10. But the ace is either a 1 or 11.
Dang. Oh, man.
Morgan, I'm sorry you've been eliminated. For a parting gift, though, a lifetime supply of nothing. All right, thank you very much.
That was eventful. Wow, 1-11. And then what makes a card a suit? I just want to learn.
Clubs, diamonds, spades, and clubs. Hearts, clubs, diamonds, spades.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's the, okay.
Yeah.
That's the suit.
Got it.
Okay. Okay, let's go over to Amy. Next round. U.S. monuments. What is the Statue of Liberty holding up?
A torch.
Correct. Lunchbox, from left to right, who is the first president's head on Mount Rushmore?
Oh, no idea.
That's tough, man.
I don't know. I'll just go George Washington.
Correct.
Wow.
I have no idea. Oh,
the bean.
The what?
The bean is a work of public art in the heart of what U.S. city?
Chicago.
Correct.
The bean.
Three people remain. Easy trivia. The category is TV and movies. Amy, what is Chandler's last name in the Friends series?
Bing.
Bing, bing. Lunchbox, who starred as Mr. Rogers in the film It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood?
It pops in my head that it was maybe his last movie. We'll go Robin Williams.
You've been booed.
Really? I'm shocked you didn't get that.
I've never seen that movie. I have no
idea. But you know.
Because it is
Tom Hanks.
Oh. No, I don't know. Obviously, I don't. I've never seen it. So
Eddie,
no,
you got to get this to stay in.
Come on.
If you miss it, Eddie wins. Or Amy wins.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
What channel, as in what network, did Seinfeld air on?
Originally?
Yeah.
NBC.
That is correct. Good job, guys. All right, two remain.
Come on, Amy.
It's always you two.
Yeah. The smartest people on the show.
Okay.
The category is world geography.
Love it.
Amy, Rio de Janeiro is a city in what country?
I don't know. Rio de Janeiro is in Spain. I don't know. Spain.
That's incorrect.
Let's go.
I don't know.
Let's go.
Eddie for the win.
Let's go.
Oh!
Go ahead, Boner.
Where is it?
You've been booed.
It's in Brazil.
You knew it, Amy?
Okay. Thanks.
Eddie for the win.
Come on, Bones.
Dang it.
Give me a good one.
What country is Rome in?
What? For the win? It's in Italy.
That's correct.
For the win? That was it?
That's it.
Yeah! Let's go! Tie it up, baby.
2-2 overall. Eddie wins today. How you feel, Eddie?
Oh, I feel good. Oh, I feel so good.
Oh, love it.
You see that tiara on her head?
Huh?
That's my tiara, and I'm getting that back, Bones.
Coming back home?
I'm getting that back.
Wow, okay. You heard it here. Wow, okay. Amy, how do you feel?
Right now, it's on my head, so...
Yeah, for now.
I don't know. I'm just still stuck mad at myself for Brazil.
Because you knew it.
I did.
Yeah, you knew it. Eddie wins.
Right.
It's springtime. Maybe you're outside playing with the kids in the yard a little longer. Maybe you're outside playing golf later. That makes it harder to have dinner ready. Let me solve all that for you. HelloFresh. That's what's up. Thanks to HelloFresh, everything is ready for you. You're talking about pre-portioned ingredients. Great meals. You can have them ready in 25, 30, 40 minutes, a full meal. Even if you can't cook, like me, you can still make amazing things like sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls, garden spinach ricotta ravioli, or one pan cheesy beef tortilla melts. It's about convenience, yes, but it also is about really good food. HelloFresh makes it easy to get family friendly or fit or wholesome or quick and easy meals, all ready for you because of HelloFresh. HelloFresh.com/bone16. Use the code bone16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Bone16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/bone16. HelloFresh.com/bone16. The 82-game preseason, I do finger quotes on that. It's in the books. It's over. It's finally time for the real season, which is the NBA playoffs. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BONES. New customers can bet. Listen to this. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Put in the code BONES, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Again, $5 and you get $200 in bonus bets instantly. I've never heard it that good. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia at www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. This is Jay in Eugene, Oregon, who left us a voicemail.
Morning, Bobby. Hey, Lunchbox. So about you riding your bike to work, I went and got my motorcycle endorsement and bought a motorcycle. That saved so much gas. Secondly, that Jelly Roll interview was awesome. That's probably one of the best interviews you guys have had so far. Straight up, keep it real.
Appreciate that. I think he may be confused thinking you bought a bike as in a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You bought a bicycle.
Yeah, I bought one where you pedal.
I saw Lunchbox in the hallway this morning, and he was so sweaty.
It
looked like he just got off the soccer field.
Yeah.
Very humid and hot out. It's heating up. Summer's right around the corner, and I mean, I guess I'll be sweating more in the morning, but...
He looked like he just finished a race.
I mean, Amy did goes, hey, did you win? I was like, win what? She goes, the race in this morning. I was like, funny.
Wasn't risky. No cars got close to you.
No cars.
Right in the middle of the road.
Right in the middle of the road. You know, point left if I'm going to turn left and point right if I'm turning right.
You ever do any wheelies or ramps or anything?
Ooh, nice. No, I haven't done any of that yet. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
Oh, bunny hops legit.
Those are cool.
Yeah. So, hey, you should put the little things on the back, the two little
pegs,
and you jump your bike.
That'd be fun.
Man, if you could start doing bike tricks.
Oh,
you want to go viral on TikTok?
Right on the handlebars.
Oh, yeah. Down the highway.
Oh, I don't know about the highway. Okay. I got to get my speed up a little bit.
Jay, appreciate that call. Here we go. This is Cassie from Ohio.
Just wanted to say there's something to be said about the adrenaline rush when you're driving home from work listening to the podcast and you actually get the never going to get it and you're just in your car alone and there's nobody to celebrate with. Man, I was just hyped up. Can't believe I got it. Anyway, have a great day.
All right, virtual high five, guys. That's good. Good for you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
For the first time in Sports Illustrated's 58-year history, the swimsuit issue is featuring a model who is showing her C-section scar.
I saw that pop up on my Instagram, and it's her. She's like the front of the beach, and she has her swimsuit. And her C-section scar, though, it's not where I thought it would be.
Yeah, she's
really low.
She has to pull her swimsuit down.
I thought it was like, okay, you can make fun of me if you want. But Eddie, you've told me that they kind of take it from your side.
No. It's really low.
I know where you get the baby comes from.
Under the belly.
But I didn't know that's where they cut you.
Yeah, that's where they cut you.
Did you think they cut you on literally like on the side?
Based on what Eddie's told me.
I've never told you that, so no.
Bull crap.
You must have imagined
because
that.
Because you've talked, no. You've said many times your wife had C-sections.
Yes, two of them.
That's the only person I know that's talked about it, and that, like, up and down. Like, if you go armpit to hip.
I thought it opened up, like, on the rib cage side?
Down
like
below, mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't know, but Eddie was like, they go in, they take it. I didn't know.
No, man, the baby's much lower than
Wait,
that.
But you're telling me, though, if it's not C-section, the baby comes out of what?
Uh-huh.
Stop.
We'll talk later about that.
This what? Is obviously.
This is how I learned. Okay.
Obviously, they are trying to authentically show the beauty of motherhood and normalize conversations about postpartum recoveries and bodies.
Yes, and the scar, I didn't even know what they were doing at first. I just saw a woman taking a picture on the beach, and I was like, okay, flip through, because I don't even like looking at pretty girls. And so I was flipping through. And then I saw in the box it said, I was like, oh, good for her. That's cool that they're highlighting that. All right, go ahead.
Well, Jessica Biel shared Justin Timberlake's advice for keeping a marriage alive. So, guys, take notes. She says, well, keep dating. Jessica said that this means to make time for each other, keep making each other a priority, and do the things that you love together.
Okay, sounds pretty generic. And yeah. I'm up for it. All right.
So, funny story coming out of Waffle House. After a worker allegedly walked out on the job, the customers in the restaurant, they were really hungry, so they just decided to make their own food.
Yeah, that's pretty legit.
Can you do that?
Well, he was the only one working there. And quit. And they were like, well, what do we do?
The batter's right there.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to do that, but if you... They talk about the greatest TikTok video.
Yeah,
the totally. Day they quit, and Waffle House, legit waffles.
Like, oh, the best.
Cheap, but the best.
Oh.
So that's funny.
And my favorite thing is not the waffles at Waffle House. It's the hash browns, and you get them smothered, covered, and peppered.
But those you like good. The smothered, covered, peppered, not the hash browns, is what you just said.
Okay.
So it's not... All right, that's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Ron Brooks is a double amputee who's been singing the Star Spangled Banner at Philadelphia 76ers games for years. And so he was warming up before their latest home game during the playoffs, and the 76ers bring out a drum line, and they surprised him with a brand new wheelchair as a thank you.
Oh, that's awesome. And drum lines are awesome.
Yeah.
Of all the lines, drum lines are up there as one of my favorite lines.
Yeah.
and Nick Cannon in that movie Drumline.
Oh, that's a good one. I watched it the other day for the first time ever.
Yeah, pretty good. All right, good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Who is the most lonely billionaire?
Who's the most lonely billionaire?
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk. That's a
it's a stretch.
You're really reaching there.
Hey, Musk. There's something there, though.
Alone. Like Elon. Yeah. Alone.
Elon Musk.
That was the morning corny.
Okay. All right, let's go over and talk to Avery and Austin, who's on the phone. Avery, appreciate you calling. What's going on, Avery?
We have a question for Lunchbox. What happened with the car?
Oh, there's a car parked in front of your house. The guy left his car in front. He's been there for a month. You said you were going to call and get it moved by today. What did you do?
Well, good news, guys. I called, got the sticker put on it.
They came and put like a, it's like a pre-ticket. Yeah,
it's a tape sticker that says this car has a certain amount of time to move. And next day, locksmith was there to open the guy's car, and it's moved.
What do you mean, moved?
Because remember, yeah.
Towed?
No, moved. Like, remember he said he lost his key off the key ring the very next day? Well, maybe he wasn't lying because a locksmith came out and made a new key for his car, and then I helped him, me and another guy helped him push it.
Oh, you brought a buddy just in case he beat you up?
No.
I like that.
A bigger guy.
No,
yeah.
Because it's very heavy. A car is hard to push, so me and my neighbor pushed it in front of his house. So the car has been moved the two houses down that it deserves to be.
Was the neighbor weird toward you since you've talked about it on the air so many times?
No, he was just like, hey, man, I'm sorry, man. You know what I mean? Time's been tough, you know, with COVID and my job and, you know, made a bunch of excuses. I'm like, look, man, I just want the car moved.
Car's gone now.
Car is gone. Now it is in front of his house, his problem. Still doesn't run, I guess, but we pushed it and it was uphill to push it. Hard.
Probably both ways in the snow, right? Yeah.
No shoes.
All right, Avery, appreciate that update because I didn't know it either. So thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Tell your daughter we say hello, please.
Hi.
Oh, there she is there. Hello, daughter. All right, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, she's right here. We're headed into school. We're sitting outside the school right now. And she's like, no, I have to talk to them.
Oh, well, go learn. Don't wait. Go learn.
Wait.
Yeah. Be educated. All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bobby Bones here. If you want quality auto coverage at prices you can afford, take a closer look at the General Insurance. For nearly 60 years of quality coverage, call 800-GENERAL or visit thegeneral.com today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply. We're about to talk to Craig Morgan, who I just love as a person. He's been on this new reality show. He's got a new tour. For example, when I give you Craig Morgan songs that are amazing, That's What I Love About Sunday from 2004.
That's What I Love About Sunday.
Redneck Yacht Club from 2005.
Fast Tractors, Bail Liners, and a Party Bar.
International Harvester, Jam.
Cause I'm the son of a third generation.
He's got so many, right? But here's what we're going to do. He's about to be on the phone. I'm going to roll the dice. Whatever the number is, that's how many words you have to put in a question to ask him. So if it's two, you can only ask him a question with two words, and everybody has to have a question.
Oh, gosh.
Okay?
Yep.
Here we go. Amy, six. Doesn't seem that hard.
That's good.
You have to ask him a six-worded question.
Perfect.
Eddie.
Come on.
One.
Oh, come on.
You want to see it?
This is ridiculous. He's not even going to know what to say.
The dice don't lie. Wait. So that's yours.
Great.
Lunchbox. Two.
Oh, easy
peasy.
That's
easier than one.
You good? Don't do that one, though.
No, okay. I didn't even think about that.
Okay, so you all have your numbers. And you can have multiple questions, but Eddie, one. Lunchbox, two. Amy, six.
Yeah.
Okay.
When can I ask the question?
I'll come to you and be like, hey, Eddie has a question for you.
It can't be in the middle of a sentence, because that would help.
What do you mean? Run it by me.
Like if he's talking about, like, okay, oh, I'll my talk friend. About
it. Oh, man, I was out on the road yesterday.
Where? Got it. Got the question in.
That's funny. No.
Okay.
Okay. Moments away from Craig Morgan. Ray's talking to him right now.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Craig Morgan.
There he is right now on the phone. And I tell you, Craig, I saw that you announced all these concert dates, and it made me think I haven't talked to Craig in probably a few months. So one, I wanted to get you on the show because I just love you so much and talk about your tour. And then two, as I was thinking about you last night, I have a lot of questions that I've never asked you. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, bud. Thanks for having me back.
Where are you now?
I'm actually out in Dixon, Tennessee right now buying tomato plants.
Buying tomato plants for what? For your house here?
For my garden, yeah.
So you're not it. What's the deal on you here versus Alaska?
Oh, that's more winter time.
You go to Alaska in the winter? I think it would be the opposite.
Yeah, most people think that. Yeah, we spend our summers down near Florida. We have a place down there, and then we spend our winters over in Alaska.
I feel like I would run from Alaska in the winter. Okay, so here we go, Craig. Before we get to the tour and the meat and potatoes of this interview, I have a few questions that I was thinking about because you at one time were a police officer, and I wonder if – did you ever sing in your uniform with the badge on?
Yeah, I probably sang to myself a lot.
Do you think that you could have been the singing, like the singing sheriff, like on TikTok, if that would have happened 25 years later, if maybe you're Craig the singing sheriff and that's how you got your deal?
I'm going to say no. I was just too focused on doing that job, you know. Only when I was riding around by myself or parked somewhere, maybe listening to something, singing along with the radio, did I sing. Otherwise, I was focused on situational awareness.
Yeah, I know you say that, but I don't know. What about, did you have to get pepper sprayed to be a cop?
Yes.
What's your memories with that?
I'd rather be tased three times as opposed to have to do pepper spray once.
It's that bad. Why?
It's just brutal, man. It takes forever. You know, the tasing's over pretty quick. It hurts really bad initially, puts you to your knees, and, you know, but the spray stays with you for some time.
Well, I thought I would rather be sprayed than tased, but I guess now I'll choose the other option. All right, bring it in. We're going to do it on the phone now. He's going to listen in. Craig Morgan's on with us right now. The tour is happening. Tickets at craigmorgan.com. You're going to go October 19th all the way through the middle of November. When you go out and do this tour, like, what's – are you doing all the hits, Craig?
I'm going to be honest. I'm not doing them all. There's a few that we don't do because I opt to do some of the new stuff, new material. And we have fun with it. You know, we might do a cover or two. I just want everybody to come enjoy the show. Now, having said that, if we're in a place and, you know, we're good on time and someone yells out a particular song, the guys are prepared to play all the hits. Yeah. In fact, they're probably more prepared than I am. I don't remember all the words sometimes.
Will you play That's What I Love About Sunday, though?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, that's all I really wanted to know. I just wanted to ask it in a nicer way. Because if I came to your show and you didn't play That's What I Love About Sunday, I might walk out.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
I agree. Hey, I agree with you. If I went to a show and particular artists didn't sing a big, fat hit that they had, I don't know that I'd be kind of ticked off. So the problem is, you know, I had some songs that were hits that were just kind of like so-so hits. somebody... That so-so hit was real important to someone coming. And so I've gotten texts, you know, I can't believe you didn't do whatever, you know. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, we only had so much time.
What about International Harvester?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. All right, we're good then. I won't ask for a refund. We're all good. Mike, here's my second question for you. Craig Morgan's on with us. You guys can get tickets to his tour. Just go to his website, craigmorgan.com. What I'd like to do, because I know what you love about Sunday, and I'm gonna sing this to you, this question. I'd like to know... what you love about the other days. Here we go. What do you love about Mondays? Go ahead, Craig.
Monday is my Sunday.
Oh, because it's like a day off.
Artist.
It's like his day. Okay.
Correct.
All right, let's do another one. What do you love about Tuesdays?
Steak night.
Okay, I like it. We're right to the point.
Every Tuesday, steak
You have steak
night.
Every Tuesday? What? Why Tuesday?
Every Tuesday. Just what me and my wife have been doing.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Let's try the next one. What do you love about Wednesdays?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you what I do on a Wednesday.
Okay. Amy, you take Thursday. Go ahead.
What do you love about Thursdays?
That's when I get on the bus and head your way.
Okay. Oh, that's
nice.
Good.
Pretty good.
That's
pretty good.
We only got two more days here. What do you love about Fridays?
That's when I get to stand on my stage.
Okay, we're good. Now he's got the feel of it. We're singing the song with each other. Good, one more. What do you love about Saturday?
Bike ride and run before I play.
Oh, every Saturday you go get a bike ride. You ever wrecked?
And run. Yeah. Triathlon, basically.
You ever wrecked before a show?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty wrecked.
Every show. He's like, yeah, every show, every Saturday.
No, but Saturday I do a long ride.
How long is that?
50 plus.
Jeez. Wow.
Oh my.
Are you not tired when you get on stage?
No, not at all. It gives me energy.
I walk on the treadmill before show, and I'm like, I can't even do it. All right, Craig Morgan is on with us. What we're going to do in a second, we're going to play a new unreleased song that Craig has sent up. I haven't even heard it yet, but we're going to play that. We're going to talk about it. The rest of the show have questions for you as well that they have prepared that probably are not as stupid as mine where I sing them to you. And Craig will be in Green Bay October 19th, Mason City, Iowa on October 20th, and Wisconsin Dells October 21st. And you can find shows at craigmorgan.com.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Craig Morgan.
Hey, Craig, what is this unreleased song that I have here? Because I have not heard it yet.
I'm excited you haven't heard it yet. It's called Make a Man. It is unreleased. The label, I can tell you right now, is probably not real excited about the fact that that we're playing this right now. They wanted, you know, they got a plan. They want to do all this stuff, but I'm so excited about the song. I think it's a big hit. I think it's something that everybody's going to like. I'm hoping anyway.
So you call Make a Man. Is there anything you want to tell me about the song before we hit play?
It's one of those songs that talks about how, and you know, it says, the title is Make a Man. It talks about how this is what it takes to make a man, but it's really not. I think this is a universal song as much as it talks about the man. It's just how you make a human, how you become grown and how, you know, you just have to deal with stuff. It's just one of those songs, and it's just, man, I just feel like it's really powerful.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Fair Harbor makes the world's most comfortable beachwear. Say goodbye to mesh lining. They've replaced all mesh lining with their BreezeKnit boxer brief liners. It's softer than anything you've ever felt before. No more horrible chafing at the beach. From swimming to lounging to exercising, they're so comfortable you will not want to take them off. So now you can rescue your thighs and the ocean at the same time. All products are made from recycled plastic bottles. To date, Fair Harbor has recycled over 26 million plastic bottles. Fair Harbor makes products for you to enjoy the places that you love while protecting those places too. Say goodbye to mesh lining. So Fair Harbor's offering 20% off for everyone listening right now with the code COMFORT22. That's 20% off with the code COMFORT22. So head over to fairharborclothing.com and then say goodbye to mesh lining forever. That's fairharborclothing.com, promo code COMFORT22. That's 20% off, fairharborclothing.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Craig Morgan.
There you go. It's the new song, Make a Man, that is not released. You can't even stream it or buy it. We just tease you. We have it. Ha ha, you don't. There you go. That's how you do it. Sure, the label loves that. Craig Morgan's on. He is touring a couple more of the shows. Bristol, Tennessee on October 29th. Jackson, Mississippi on November 4th. Now, the show would like to ask you a question. Up first is Amy, my co-host. Amy, Craig Morgan's on. What would you like to ask him?
Hey, Craig. So,
hi, Amy.
Hi. How are you feeling right now?
I feel great.
There you go.
If you're referring to the tour, I'm excited about it. I'm excited to get out there and play some of this new music, one of which is the new song that you guys just played, some other new things. I got something I just wrote I'm going to be doing out there that ain't even on. I mean, the label don't even have a, we don't have a demo, much less an album cut on it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
I like that Craig's like breaking stuff now. Let's just make one up right now and sing it. He's like, we'll do one. okay, Amy, that's a great question. Pretty generic.
Yeah.
Do you have another one?
I do.
Okay, here we go.
What did you eat for breakfast?
3 cups of coffee.
That's it?
That's my breakfast. I generally don't eat breakfast.
Oh. Wow.
Dang.
They say it's the most important meal of the day, but I'm in
disagreement. Not for you. Yeah.
All right. Let's go over to Eddie, our video producer. Eddie, Craig Morgan's on. What would you like to ask him?
Yeah, why?
I don't eat breakfast because I don't need it for fuel. See, for me, I approach food a lot different than most people. A lot of people approach food as an experience and so on and so forth. For me, food is fuel. That's it. Not to say that I don't enjoy my steak on
Tuesday
nights.
Yeah, Tuesday night steak night, obviously.
Yeah.
but I'm a carb guy. I kind of watch my carbs pretty close, and I've learned that I don't really need as much as my mind once told me I did.
Lunchbox, one final question for Craig Morgan. Then I want to ask him about this TV show he did, but go ahead.
What you watching?
Dude, I'm hooked on this Netflix Making Anna or something like that.
Inventing.
Oh, Inventing Anna, yeah.
Yes, love it. I'm freaking hooked on that. I know, it's the weirdest thing, but I'm enjoying that show quite a bit.
Hey, tell us about the show that you did where you were out in the jungles in Panama. Like, how hard was this show really? You've done it all. How hard was it for you? What was that experience like?
Beyond the Edge.
Yeah.
The show. I'm going to be honest. For me, it wasn't that difficult. It's, like you said, I've been there, I've done that, and still do. In fact, when we talked about it, you know, I go to Alaska and live off-grid for 2 or 3 months Now, I am in a cabin, and I do have a lot of luxuries there because I do off-grid living, not survival living, and there's a difference. But this was more of a survival thing, but it was something I was well prepared for. I've been in Panama before. I'm well aware of the food resources that are available. I'm well aware of all of the things that want to bite you, sting you, eat you. So I had a lot of working knowledge. So for me, it was a lot of fun. It was like taking a survival vacation. But I can't say the same for everyone else. And not that they weren't any more capable. They just had never experienced that. I mean, you know, so it was. And on top of that, it was like running a triathlon every day and then going back and trying to find food and water and do all the things that you had to do to get through the day.
Lunchbox, one final question for Craig Morgan.
Favorite city?
Oh, my goodness, this is tough. I'm going to have to say Minot, North Dakota.
I loved it there. Super nice people. It's cold. Craig likes cold.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
Great people. Cold.
I don't like cold. Eddie, one final question for Craig Morgan. Go ahead before we go.
Where?
He said Minot, North Dakota. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Eddie doesn't listen. All right, listen. There he is. I'm going to say it one more time. Craig Morgan, he is out. He is doing shows. I hope you guys go. And if you see him on a Saturday night, know that he is ridden his bike 50 miles
and
also done a run
before that show.
And if you happen to run into him on a Tuesday afternoon, just know he's going to be eating steak later that night. I feel like we've learned so much about him. So go to craigmorgan.com to get tickets. Is there anything that I missed? I mean, I'd also encourage you guys to read his new memoir that came out, God, Family, and Country, that came out at the end of last year, like September, October. So that's out.
Nope.
Oh, coming. Oh, it's this September? Oh, I was wondering why, because I hadn't read it yet, and I was like, I'm not a good friend. So it's this September.
Trust me, you'll get a book.
Okay,
you're
good.
You're going to get it.
I thought I missed it, and I was just
You'll get it before it's available, bud.
All right. Last thing. I remember now what triggered this call. I saw you were doing your tour, and long ago I said, hey, Craig, we really need a tour T-shirt. And Craig promised me a tour T-shirt, and you know who doesn't have a tour T-shirt from Craig Morgan?
Come on.
You know who still doesn't have it? Me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Eddie asked him who.
No, good.
That's all I'm saying. I'm still shirtless, Craig.
I have to give you one of the older ones.
That's
though.
Yeah.
Vintage.
They're hard to find. These guys, all of my guys, you're not going to believe this because, of course, you asked this question now. They have literally been on Etsy and everywhere trying to buy up old Craig Morgan T-shirts.
So you're saying they've been looking for me one or looking for you to have old ones?
Looking for one for your wife.
That's right. That's who it's for. Yes. Okay. I mean, I could do that. I go to Etsy and try to find one. Okay.
No. I got your T-shirt coming, and we'll make sure you get one of the new, both of you have one, and you'll have to wear it on the show, the new God, Family, Country Tour T-shirt.
Okay. We're there. We cannot wait to see you in town here, but Craig Morgan's all over. You guys go to craigmorgan.com. The book comes out in September. Which I was very confused why. I thought it was this past September, and I thought Craig and I weren't near as close because he never sent me a book. Other than that, hey, man, good luck with those tomato plants. And, you know, I love you, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks a bunch. Look forward to seeing y'all.
All right, Craig Morgan, everybody. Everything is better electrified. Hyundai has the widest range of electrified vehicles on the market, including the first ever Tucson and Santa Fe plug-in hybrid EVs. Electric when you want it, gas when you need it. Visit a Hyundai dealer or learn more at HyundaiUSA.com.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy's name is George Linton. Carries his guitar, goes in and out of hospitals, sings to patients. He's 96 years old. For the past 3 decades, he's been volunteering his time to sing to patients and hospital staff in need of a pick-me-up. Last month, he was awarded with a special medal for volunteers to recognize his work. He started playing music for people in nursing homes and then hospitals, and then it became a full-time job. And so he goes all the time. He sings songs from like the 30s, 40s, and 50s, although I can't name a single song from the 30s or 50s.
I don't know.
I know they were making music in the 30s. He says the song that's requested most is "You Are My Sunshine, My Only Sunshine," and he even tries to play songs he doesn't know. He hopes that his award inspires others to do it as well. I can tell you, I went and sang in hospitals as part of Musicians on Call, and they would often ask for songs I had no idea how to play. And so what I would do is just play the same 3 chords and just try to sing the song over it.
They're like, this guy's terrible.
Especially when it was old people. They'd be like, can you play Ike and Tina Turner? And I'd be like, sure can. Or I'd play 1 chord and then sing it with no music under it. But I'd try to give them the song. It was really nice, though, if they wanted something like Taylor Swift, because we could do all the Taylor Swift
stuff.
Yeah, we just had a little, and shake it off. And they'd be like, yeah, it was good though.
So when we're old and in a nursing home, what are we going to request?
Baby Got Back.
Yeah, Chattahoochee.
Yeah, would you would you mind doing Low by Flo Rida? All right, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, Merle.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? It's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. I'm doing great. Yourself?
Yeah, doing pretty good. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
I'm reading here that you want to surprise your wife with a trip to Nashville. Is she around right now?
No, actually, I had to take some clothes to the dry cleaner, so she's not with me. So she won't know about this till whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, okay.
She doesn't even know we're going to.
So to our listeners right now, today is Thursday, May 12th. This is after the show on Thursday, and I saw Merle's call. Yep. And so just know this is recorded on Thursday, and you want to tell her on Friday, which if people are listening to this, today is Friday. Is that what the plan is?
Yes, today is Friday, and we're leaving at 8 o'clock to land in Nashville around 9 o'clock Nashville time, and she doesn't know any of this.
So, and why are you surprising her?
It's our 35th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's awesome. Okay, I want to get back to that in just a second. So, okay, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to play this on the radio, and
okay,
at 8:20 or so Central, people are hearing this, 9:20 Eastern. Just know that that's when it's going to happen. So make sure she's hearing this on the radio right now. Can you be sure to get her to a radio or by a phone?
By 9:20?
Yeah, because you're Eastern time, right?
Yeah, I'm Eastern time. Yes, sir.
This is on the air, Merle. I would like for you to say whatever you'd like to say to her or about her or whatever the surprise is. Have at it, buddy. Here, I'll set
you up. Hey,
hold on. I'll set you up. ladies and gentlemen, here's Merle.
Hey, Kimberly. This is Merle. I'm sure you recognize my voice. We're on our way to work. I'm sure you're surprised to hear this. Tonight, we're leaving for Nashville for our 35th wedding anniversary. You've always wanted to go.
That's pretty cool. And you've never been, right, Merle?
No, sir.
What do you guys plan to do when you're in town?
That's a good question. I've been hitting my son up. He's been to Nashville several times. In fact, he met you 2 years ago on Broadway. And so I've been hitting him up to say, where do we want to go and what do we want to do?
On Broadway? You sure wasn't an impersonator? But okay, so you guys are coming to town. Let me see here. I'm going to do something. So Friday night, I'm looking at my app here. Friday night, let's say. Well, you don't get
in
until.
Yeah.
So let me try Saturday. Amy, where should we send them to dinner if I can find?
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's just.
You don't have to do anything like that. I just wanted to surprise her.
Oh, he knows he doesn't, but
listen,
he's gonna,
if you told me I had to, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Well, you're just going to book
and
it, right?
I mean,
yeah, you're just going to book
Bobby,
it.
No, I was. I'll
send. 35 years. Like, this is. I mean, I was thinking one of your favorite places.
But
to
I don't. We're so late on it.
I know.
That I can't.
Oh.
Go.
How much you want to spend?
Well, what's the deal?
Because I have a hookup. You know where I have a hookup, but it is.
Can you get them in?
Probably.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Merle.
Let me text.
Do you have a...
I mean, this is going to be good.
And don't do the card where you're like, oh, I don't want it. Just accept it. That's pretty amazing. Do you have a Venmo or a Cash App or any of that?
No, I got Zelle.
What? I don't know.
Zelle, it's like
Venmo. Zelle.
No, it's like Venmo.
It's like to bank.
Does anyone have Zelle here?
I do.
Okay, so if I send you money on Venmo,
this is dangerous. This is risky, man.
Can you send it to Merle?
Yeah.
Do you promise?
Man.
No. We're not messing around here.
I guess you promise?
Okay. Merle, I'm going to send you and your wife to dinner. Okay, we're going to try to get you into one of our favorite places here.
Well, you might want to ask them what kind of food they like. What if they
don't
like this type of food?
They'll like this place.
Yeah, they'll like the place. It's good. And then you guys go and have a great time. And, you know, once you get back into, I'll be gone. I'm going to Arkansas for graduation, so I will not be able to see you. Come, we could have come over to the house. Who knows? But call me after the weekend. You guys get back in town. Let me know how it went. But I will send you and your lovely wife to dinner. 35 years is awesome, and I appreciate you listening to the show.
All right. It'd be awesome. Hey, I appreciate you taking time to talk to me.
All right. And your wife, she is a lucky lady. By the way, Merle, A-plus name that I haven't heard in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I like Merle. That. That's a good name. That's a solid name.
There you go.
Merle, I'm going to put you on hold. Ray, would you get his info?
Yep.
All right, Merle, talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bobby.
You're welcome.
And Amy and Lunchbox and the whole crew.
All right. Eddie didn't get
any. Congratulations.
If that restaurant falls through, I got Chili's on the line. We're good.
Okay.
All right. hold on a minute, Merle. Satisfy your pickle craving with the Sonic Big Dill Cheeseburger, topped with crispy pickle fries, crinkle cut pickles, and creamy dilly ranch. It's everything a pickle lover wants in a burger. Try one for half price when you order online or in the app for a limited time at Sonic. A little delayed this morning, but we're still going to get to the big stories.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Adele has confirmed that she's moved in with her boyfriend Rich Paul, but that's not the story. The story is that she bought a new place for $58 million. I mean, do you put a down payment down? Do you pay it all in cash? Is it all in crypto? I don't know. What do you do? That's just a lot. And so it's the house Sylvester Stallone used to own, and she's going to leave up the Rocky statue, which I would too. That'd be awesome.
Oh, for sure.
In May, Stallone cut the price from $85
million. Oh, wow. Oh,
that's a deal.
Like, there's got to be so much there that you can't even experience it all. For $58 million, that's got to be a place where you just... People are like, oh, wow, this room's awesome. Well, I never even go there. That's got to be happening with so much of that house. But $58 million bucks later, Adele has an awesome house, obviously. A fifth grader brings some gummies to school. They're weed gummies.
No.
The same school. I think that the kindergartner brought the margaritas.
Same school?
Let me read this because either that or when I read the story last night, they were just comparing the two. Yeah. But here we go. It was just 3 weeks ago that Fox 2 reported on Grand River Academy in Livonia, where a kindergartner brought margaritas and Dixie cups to school for snack time. Now at the same school, two 11-year-olds were hospitalized after one of them brought marijuana edibles to school. I thought it was the same school, but then I started questioning it once I read it out loud. Christy, what are they teaching in that school?
Yeah. They like to party there.
They do, and early.
Gosh.
They go hard. Christy Morton contacted Fox News after learning her son was given a marijuana edible in their fifth grade classroom. She said her son didn't know that the funny feeling was from THC in the edibles.
Wow.
Told Fox News that another fifth grader brought the weed gummies to school on Monday and didn't warn her son what they were. Wonder if the fifth grader knew what they were exactly. Mm. Or if they were just... Because I love a gummy. I will eat vitamins all day long if they're gummy. My wife has some hair vitamins, but they're gummy and I eat them all the time. And I got good hair. She's like, why are you eating my hair vitamins? They're gummy. So I get the fact that I would eat a gummy or take a gummy to school.
Yeah, they look alike.
I've never seen these. Do they look like gummy worms and bears like candies do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Maybe I don't know if I've seen them or not either.
They're not in the shape of a plant.
Yeah. No, I guess, is it like gummy? Is it look like a gummy candy?
Yes, it looks like a gummy. Okay. Not a bear.
It looks like a police officer arresting you. So you don't eat them. A couple in India suing their only son and his wife for not giving them a grandchild after 6 years of marriage. Yeah, that's obviously not America, but still that is a wild story. They're suing their son. Mm. They say they used up all their savings raising their son, praying for his pilot's training, also a lavish wedding. They are demanding compensation of over $500,000 if no grandchild is born within a year. Sounds like a healthy family. The unusual lawsuit was filed on the grounds of mental harassment and cruelty. The dad said he spent all his savings on his son. The guy returned to India, lost his job, had his family support him. The parents said they paid for the wedding, but they're still not planning a baby, so they're going to sue.
Wow.
That's from BBC. That is not the sitcom I grew up on.
No.
Where you sue your kids for not having a baby. Norm MacDonald, really one of my favorite comedians who died this past year. Well, no, I guess it was last year, right, Mike? Norm MacDonald left an hour of new material behind for one last special.
Oh, that's cool.
Norm MacDonald's sister-in-law announced that before his death, he left audiences an opportunity to hear him tell a few more jokes. He passed away from cancer in September. She said, it turns out Norm left an hour of new material behind. He recorded it in his apartment during lockdown. It'll be a Netflix comedy special soon.
Awesome.
Which is what Norm wanted. Norm MacDonald, Nothing Special, will release on May 30th. That's from CNN. Dang. That's, even if you're not a fan of him, just that and knowing and then watching, going, dang, he did this because he knew he was sick.
Yeah.
Dang. Disney Plus reaches 138 million subscribers. It looks like Disney Plus is poised to take the lead in the streaming wars. And this credits Breaking Bobby Bones on Disney Plus fully as the reason why.
Yes, good.
Yes, so if you have Disney Plus, be sure to check out my show, Breaking Bobby Bones. The service added 7.9 million subscribers last quarter and now boasts over 138 million accounts worldwide. So we watch Disney Plus a little bit. The Marvel stuff, we don't have kids, so we're not watching it for that. But they're expanding so much. But mostly us, it will be for the Marvel stuff, some of the Nat Geo stuff. Eddie, do you guys have Disney Plus?
Yeah, my kids just watch it. I think that's definitely the most streamed in my house for my kids. Star Wars, And, of course, all the cartoons.
I think today they are going to announce the show that I am hosting, the new show. And I can't really say much about it. My favorite, I'm going to say this, my favorite bird is peacock, right? So I like to watch him walk down the
just,
street.
Just bird, right?
Yeah. And so what I've been told is it will be on the streaming service, and they decided to put it on a channel as well. Like a, but that's what all, it should come out today. But anyway, I was looking at the peacocks yesterday, right?
You love those peacocks.
I do love a peacock. That story about Disney Plus is from Variety. Con artist scammed a Houston mom out of $800,000 as they pretended to be Leo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Hey, everybody.
Oh.
And I'm just going to say it point blank. A celebrity does not want to be your friend or date you. It's sad to hear because it'd be cool.
But even if they did, they don't need your money.
They don't. But they don't. They just don't. Not even if they did. They just don't.
Yeah.
I don't even want to put them in.
Wait. There's no chance they want to date you?
None.
Ever?
None. Listen, we're a special breed on this show. We aren't the most popular. We're not the coolest. And the people that listen to us, they're like us. Normal folks. And there are no celebrities are going to reach out of nowhere and want to date you. I'm just going to lay it down. They don't want to be your friend. So don't. Just don't. Don't reply. It's not them. I feel like that would keep more people out of trouble than, I don't know, feel them out. Maybe Dirk wants to be your friend. I don't know. But DiCaprio, which it wasn't him, but DiCaprio got her. Leonardo convinced her to send them $813,000 over 4 years to help him break away from the Church of Scientology. So the angle he uses, he found somebody that was a devout Christian, vulnerable, and I need help getting away from this to what you do.
That's crazy.
That is so mean.
After months of pleading for help getting free, the woman finally wired $6,000, and it went from there. By the way, DiCaprio's not even a member of the Church of Scientology.
I didn't think so.
So yeah, I know. Anyway, Jonah Hill reached out to me yesterday. I'm sending him some gift cards.
Well, he's your friend.
Yeah. All right. That's the news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Well, let me say this. I was driving in this morning, and I think this is a cool note because sometimes when this is not a commercial, it's not an endorsement, but I drove and I drive the Hyundai Tucson, and it's out there in my parking spot today. And one of the coolest things that I don't think they put in the commercials would be valuable for all of us is that if I'm at a red light, I will get on my phone and I will. I don't use my phone while I drive, but I'm not the perfect man you may think I am.
Nobody, what you think.
Yeah, nobody thinks I am. But just, yeah, despite what you think, I'm not perfect. And if I'm sitting at a red light, I will pull up and look at a text message or my Twitter. And that Hyundai Tucson, whenever the car in front of you leaves, it goes, bing, dong.
And you're that's like, oh, cool.
Why do other cars have this?
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
And yet it avoids people having
that should
a honk
be the,
at
that
you.
Should be the whole commercial.
Yeah.
They should do a whole commercial of just, we know. You're not the perfect man everybody thinks you are. The Hyundai, but when they drive off, bing dong, yesterday, somebody honked at me. I was not driving the Tucson. I was driving the Bronco, and I'm sitting at a light. Wasn't even on my phone. Was just like looking down at something. The Bronco's an old truck. And so I think it's messing with the radio or something. And the woman goes, honk! That's not the proper way to honk if someone doesn't go. This is the proper way. Beep, beep. That's that honk. That honk means, hey, the light just turned green. You should go. Friend,
I'm not mad at you.
It means I've also done that.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm just letting you know you should go. Does not mean that.
That means like you're about
to
hit me.
That means you, what she was saying to me was she was an a-hole.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like a bad word when you
absolutely.
Hold that
absolutely. So you know what I did? I went like 10 miles an hour once I pulled away.
Got her.
And I just held in it. And Caitlin's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like, you know what? She wants to be, she could have easily went beep, beep, but she didn't. She went, do it with me. There's no need for that. If someone cuts you off or it's almost a wreck and you got to let them know, that's the longhorn. If someone's just not paying attention and nobody's going to get hurt, beep, beep, or beep, 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 that's all. It's all in the presentation. Anyway, the Tucson. Bing, ding. Oh, look at her. There I go.
I'm glad you got back at her, though.
At I really
10 miles
her.
Per hour, you really, really did.
But what I did too, if there had been people behind her, I wouldn't have gone slow.
Sure.
I didn't want to hold them up. Like I said, I'm not a perfect man.
Yeah.
Regardless of what you guys constantly tell your friends, I'm not a perfect guy.
Super mature.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, that's what's up. You guys can call us if you like, 877-77-BOBBY. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pennsylvania. A 58-year-old man was going to court for his third DUI. He was going before the judge. Well, he drove to court.
Oh, no, don't tell me he's drunk.
Yeah.
How did he drive to court, though? He can't drive.
Well, he was driving on a suspended license. Mm-hmm. And he smelled like alcohol.
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, the guy's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just an idiot. Like, at that point, he's got a problem. Didn't have one single friend that could drive him, even if he was drunk.
Yeah.
Even if he showed up to court drunk, that's a slightly lesser bonehead than driving drunk.
Yeah. Maybe some friends didn't know, but because they've already set boundaries with him.
I would imagine his friends like to party, too. No. I'm just guessing.
I would think.
I'm just guessing. So, what happens?
I get charged with the fourth DUI, and he was arrested.
Oh,
dang. That's a lot. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
All right, this is Leslie from Indiana who left us a voicemail.
I was just calling and wondering about the thing you guys, you and Caitlin, found in your house that might be worth money. We never heard an update on that, I don't think. So just checking in.
Well, I have not shared an update. It has been appraised by two different people. It is also not in the house anymore.
You sold it?
No.
Oh.
But I don't want people coming to try to steal it, even though they don't know what it is.
They show up. Where's that thing?
Where's
they
start stealing everything.
Where's the mystery thing? There is something in the house that we found, and we're like, this might be worth something. Eddie, you know what it is.
I know what it is.
And
you wouldn't think it was worth that much.
No, I tried to throw it away. I thought it was a piece of garbage.
Yeah,
so did I. I know for a fact, and don't put me on camera on this,
okay,
that it's worth at least this much. Can you see that?
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Wow. What?
Mm-hmm. At least.
Wow.
Who told you that?
We'll have two appraisals, and that's the average.
Can you make it a little bigger so I can see that price?
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't see
you
it. There was a glare that it just wasn't working.
What could it be?
What, you don't know what it is?
No, you just said Eddie knows what it is.
Oh, I thought everybody knew what
it
was.
Amy, I thought you knew what it was.
I don't know what it is.
Oh, man.
What is it?
You and Leslie should talk. You guys could be a support group.
Do I not know? I don't know.
I bet you do.
Well, there's no update yet, but I will let you guys know. Hopefully it makes like one of those stories where it's like, person, you know, buy something from 7-Eleven, turns out it's an ancient Roman bust of an emperor worth $10 million. That'd be awesome.
Question. Yeah. If you hold on to it for longer, will it increase in value?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. That is true.
What?
Yes. Okay, that being said, we're out of here.
Over
the weekend tonight, I'm off to Arkansas. I'm going to go to a dinner tonight, which is pretty cool, on the campus, University of Arkansas. And then tomorrow is graduation, so congratulations to all the graduates. I'll be doing a little speaking at the Arkansas graduation and receiving an honorary doctorate. So I'll be back on Monday with a stethoscope. So let's rock, baby. Let's go.
A white coat, too.
Yeah.
Shoot, I got your graduation card.
You did?
Yeah.
Your money in it?
No.
Is it like to start his life off?
Is it Dr. Seuss?
Is he writing
the places you will go?
It looks like it's empty.
The card says it all. Do you want me to read it to you?
Sure.
Today is the beginning of good things for you. New ventures.
Beginning?
Like towards the end more like it.
No, not toward the end either. Both of you guys are out of line.
New ventures, new accomplishments to celebrate with pride. But throughout your life, remember, you're already a success because all of your qualities are who you are inside.
You wrote that?
It says, congratulations on your degree.
Did you write that?
Doctorate. No, it's the card.
Oh.
I got the card.
But she wrote nothing in it. She just
has
a card.
Yeah, because I was just going to sign. I was going to cross out degree and put doctorate. I just realized I hadn't
I thought you wrote that. I didn't know that.
What?
The company wrote it.
Hallmark.
Thanks, Hallmark.
Man, they're good.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Real good.
All right, that's it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Bye, everybody. Come on, get your Bobby Bones on. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.